Okay, now here we are today once again. My name is Pierre Roussel with Missionary Enterprises, Missionary Aid International. So today, Operation Outreach, we are in Oshawa, Ontario, Canada. This is my hometown. So I'm really excited about this. As my pre-introduction, of course, we're live streaming, yet we're also making YouTube videos on these. That's why I have a lot of notes, so that we can put them on the YouTube videos to make DVDs for the Bible schools and different things like that. So in our first live stream back in Toronto, I had mentioned that there would be no Hebrew, no Greek, but that was in that first live stream. But this live stream and all the other ones with all the videos, there's going to be lots of Hebrew and Greek, because it's part of my trademark for the videos, because the videos are instructional. They're instructional. So today we're September 27th, 2018. And like I said, Oshawa is my home city, having lived here basically for over 50 years. I'm 55 years old, born in 1963, and I was born in Northern Ontario. We moved here at the age of three, and then we moved into the house that I'm still in today at the age of five. So I've been here for 50 years, and I'm very familiar with this environment here. We're not actually too far from my house over here. So, introduction is a brief history, like I'll be doing for all the cities, all the towns that we'll be doing. It's a brief history of the city of Oshawa. Number one is the earliest known settlement in Oshawa started back in the 1400s. Wow, which is the period where the Reformations began in Europe, okay? Number two is, since Lake Ontario, which is not too far from here, it's about a 10-minute drive from here in a vehicle, since Lake Ontario was the only means of transportation in the 1700s, early settlement in Oshawa took place mainly alongside the shoreline. But in 1793, a road between Kingston, Ontario, which is about 2 hours from here, east from here, and Toronto, which is 45 minutes from here, which we were a week and a half ago, was planned, and this road is known as Kingston Road Highway 2. Behind me there. That's Bond Street, and then you've got King Street, but then they merge at the end of Oshawa, and at the other end near Whitby, they merge into one, which is known as Highway 2 or Kingston Road when you get further going into Toronto. So the name Oshawa, very interesting name. It's an Indian name, because Indians lived here at one time, Native Indians, was chosen to represent the original settlement, and translates from Native dialect to mean that point at the crossing of the stream where the canoe was exchanged for the trail. And the population of Oshawa estimated in 2018 roughly near 165,000. So it's not that big of a city, but still it's quite big. It's grown a lot over the years. Oshawa in its early years was known also for its direct involvement with early Methodism, known as the Methodists, as we all know them by John and Charles Wesley, the founders of Methodism back in England, that came over here from England, as well known as in Toronto, with Egerton Ryerson, which we'll probably be doing another video downtown Toronto in front of the memorial of Egerton Ryerson. And also, Oshawa is also known for its direct involvement in World War I during 1914 to 1918, especially at the Oshawa Municipal Airport, which is where we recorded our videos, our two videos, French and English, for the introduction to our website. That's where we did the recording of the videos with the big tank, and also with the fighter jet. So main teaching today is, we're just going to go over quickly over the subjects that we'll be touching on in the upcoming videos, which I touched briefly on in Toronto, and I'm just going to go over them real quickly before we get into the key verses. So we touched on evangelism, the Great Commission, missions, missionary work, winning the lost, outreach programs, witnessing. These are all terms known for evangelism or the Great Commission, right? And all of these have to do with what? The key words that we found that we'll be looking at in the New Testament, found in what? Redemption, salvation, restoration, reconciliation, substitution, propitiation, and so many more. All because of the fall of mankind. So let's get started here. with the main teaching, the main body of teaching. We're just going to look at a few verses today. We're going to try to make this this video very short. The first verse we're going to look at today is found in Matthew 9:37. Starting with verse 37, then Jesus, and then saith he, King James, Jesus unto his disciples, the harvest truly is plenteous, but the laborers are few. So let's look at these two key words here in verse 37. The first word is the word plenteous. The harvest is plenteous. This Greek word is Strong's 4183. It's the word polis, and it actually means much, many, largely, abundant, and great. So the harvest is great. The harvest is in abundance, and things have not changed in over 2,000 years. And the other key word I want to look at is number two key word is the word few. He said the harvest is plenteous, but the laborers are few. Okay, so the word few is the word oligos. Strong's 3641, it means puny. Puny, small in number or size. The laborers are puny. The laborers are small in number and size. Comment. What a contrast between these two words, plenteous and few. We need to change all of this. We need to change all of this, as in the harvest is plenteous, but the laborers are plenteous as well, so that the harvest can become few. It's part of God's plan of redemption, riddance, and reversal, that the harvest diminishes all the time as we get people born again and walking in their fullness of their destiny, walking in the fullness of their sonship. All right? So let's move on to Matthew 9:38, the very next verse after. Pray ye therefore the Lord of the harvest that he will send forth laborers into his harvest. So we've got the word sent forth, and we've got the word laborers, which we had in verse 37. So the first key word here is the word sent forth. Very interesting word in the Greek. Literally, it's the word ekbalo. It's a Strong's number 1544 for you scholars out there. It's a compound word, meaning it's made up of two words. It means to eject, send out, send forth, cast out, drive out, thrust out. Ekbalo. Okay? The very same Greek word is used for casting out demons. And one of the references of many is Matthew 8:16. Okay, very interesting. So I just made a short comment here is, the irony in all of this is that Jesus wants to cast out laborers, not cast them out of people, but to thrust out laborers into his harvest so that we can go save the lost, but also that we can go out there and cast out demons. That's the whole point of the Great Commission. That's the whole part of evangelism. That's the whole part of missionary work. Okay? So this word, ekbalo, is from 1537, made up of the word ek. It's a preposition meaning the point where motion or action proceeds, as in from somewhere or someplace, or out, as in a direction, towards some cause or for some reason. I'll unpack that a little bit. And then the second part of this word, ekbalo, is the word balo. It's Strong's number 906. It means to throw in an intense or violent manner. That's why it's used for casting out demons. To arise, to send, to thrust. The Amplified has the word to thrust, but also the Amplified catches the word to force. Yeah, and he's talking about thrusting out laborers into the harvest, right? So the first comment on this is that I'll say here, in this context, the immediate context, we're talking about his harvest, meaning the Lord's harvest field, which is what he told me, right? I shared that in my first video. And the harvest field is anywhere where there are people that are not saved yet, which we're surrounded with in most cases, okay? So comment number two concerning this, back to the main purpose of the church, which is what? What's the main purpose on this earth? The main purpose of the church on this earth is to save them, train them, send them, right? That's the main purpose. We're doing everything else but that, but that's going to change, all right? And which is what? Ephesians 4:12, the work of the ministry, equipping the saints, as well as 2 Corinthians 5:19-20, the ministry of reconciliation. So the ministry is twofold. the ministry of the work of the ministry, and then it talks about the ministry of reconciliation. So it's twofold, equipping the saints and then sending them out into the harvest field to save the lost, and then equipping them and then saving them back out again. So number two key word here is the word laborers, laborers. It's the word ergates. It's Strong's number 2040, literally means a toiler, a worker, a worker, and a workman. Okay, so we're almost done here. I want to keep these short. And so now we're just going to switch around here a little bit. We're going to move over here. This is very key to what I'll be teaching here in the last segment of this live stream of this video. In front of here is we have the Oshawa Armory, which is what built back in 1914, which is the home to the Oshawa Ontario Regiment. And here we have here, come on, follow me. Here we have, find the right side here. Am I okay here? Okay, here we have a World War II tank. We have a World War II tank with the word conqueror, with the word conqueror. We're gonna look at this here. If we go to Mark 16, 15, which we all know, Jesus said here, verse 15, he said, and he said unto them, go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Okay? Now this ties in with 1 John 5:4. Because in 1 John 5:4 it says, for whatsoever or for whosoever is born of God overcometh the world. Overcometh the world. And this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Okay? So number key word here is the word world, which is found in both Mark 16, 15 and 1 John 5:4. We've got the word world. It's Strong's number 2889. It's the word cosmos. Cosmos, where we got our word cosmetics and cosmopolitan. Cosmetics. You know, cosmetics people wear, mostly women wear on their faces to make themselves look more beautiful. That's where we get the word. That's where we get the word from the word cosmos, the world, okay? So also this word cosmos carries the idea of universe. It's used in different contexts. It's used sometimes for the universe, the inhabitants of the world, but also worldly affairs, worldly affairs. And that's what he's talking about here, having victory over the world and its worldly affairs. So over here we have number two. Come on in, no problem, no problem. Number two keyword here, number two keyword, we have verse four, we've got the word victory. This is the victory that overcometh the world. Victory is Strong's number 3529. It's our Nike. Yeah, it's the word Nike that we're using. Nike shoes, I got Nike pants on, okay? It's victory, okay? And no, I'm not boycotting Nike. I'm not boycotting. Anyhow, so this word Nike in the Greek literally means conquest. That's where we got the word conqueror. Conquest, a particular expression of victory, the means of success. Success as a believer, a success as a follower of Christ, a success as a son of God, a success of those who are born of incorruptible seed. We are supposed to live a life of success and victory over what? Over the world, over the sin of the world, over everything that the world has to offer. We're supposed to have victory over it through our faith, by walking by faith. Number three key word here is verse four here, used twice, the word overcometh. The word overcometh, it's Strong's number 3528, right from 3529, it's the word Nikeo. It comes from the word Nike. And this is the verb, I believe. It literally means properly to conquer. To conquer, there it is again, conqueror. Overcome, to carry off the victory, come off victorious. And the verb implies a battle. If you're gonna have a victory in this world, if you're gonna be victorious in this world, over the sin, all these different things, you're gonna have to walk by faith. Why? Because faith is the only avenue that God has given us to put them to work. Okay? So I want to thank you for your time, and we look forward to doing the next video. We don't know where it's going to be, but it's going to be probably in about a week and a half, 2 weeks. So thank you very much for the live streaming and for the YouTube. Amen.